Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
When it comes to video games, there is no greater joy than the simple act of crushing your enemy's skull under your feet. But these 10 games, however, all dared to think outside the box of just, I don't know, stomping people into one and offered up enemies that players just couldn't wait to kill every single time they showed up. So let's take a look at them. As I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are the 10 most satisfying video game enemies to kill. Number 10, Grunts. Halo. Aside from the Flood, the Grunts are surely Halo's most iconic enemy type. The adorable, squeaky-voiced little Covenant critters are frequently deployed as fodder to be funneled towards the player in massive numbers. Though easily the most charming and amusing of all the series' foes, largely by the way of their hilariously terrified chit-chat while encountering Master Chief, they are at their most entertaining when they're on the receiving end of a headshot. There's nothing quite like blasting a grunt in the head and cutting their ridiculous quips off mid-sentence, and this becomes even more fun if you activate the Grunt Birthday Party skull, whereby a headshot will result in confetti exploding from the grunt, accompanied by a chorus of childlike cheering. While on the one hand the grunts are cute and clumsy enough to almost make you feel sorry for them, a well-placed round to the face is just too damn satisfying to turn down. Number 9. Genome Soldiers. Metal Gear Solid. Metal Gear Solid may be one of the greatest stealth video games, and say it with me, kids, of all time! But its enemy AI is only effective within an extremely narrow window. Quite literally, in fact, because the genome soldiers you encounter throughout the game can easily be circumvented by staying clear of their cone-shaped field of vision, and then either sneaking around them or, more gratifyingly, straight up murdering them. You can use any weapon at your disposal to kill the clone soldiers, of course, but in the spirit of the game's stealth mechanics, it's generally best advised to approach from behind and snap their bloody necks. Press the square button behind a soldier and you'll initiate the grab, and by repeatedly pressing the square button again, you'll tighten your grip around the soldier's neck enough to eventually snap it. Both the sound of the soldier struggling and the resulting neck snapping noise are sickening, but also pretty satisfying. So much so that you could easily spend hours just running around the open heliport area of the game and murdering everyone in the vicinity. Number 8. Demons. Doom 2016. The grandest achievement of the Doom 2016 reboot and its recent sequel Doom Eternal is how they present a stylish, unrelenting, brutal power fantasy to the player, rendering the Doom Slayer as an impossibly badass destroyer of worlds who the game's demonic enemies basically regard as the boogeyman. The reboot's pièce de résistance, however, must surely be the addition of glory kills, allowing you to approach staggered enemies and perform insanely gory cinematic executions, such as ripping demons clean in half, impaling them with their own jagged limbs, and even crushing their skulls into a fine paste. Or, you know, you can just tear ass through them with your trusty chainsaw. Doom Eternal ups the ante even further with its creatively over-the-top array of ways to thoroughly dismantle hell's finest. Even slaughtering the most basic enemy here feels amazing, and if you've had a bad day, there are a few games better primed to help you cathartically vent your bloodthirsty rage. Number 7. Thunder Jaws. Horizon Zero Dawn. Thanks to its peerlessly slick combat, taking down any machine in Horizon Zero Dawn is an absolute joy, but there's perhaps no single class of machine more satisfying to fell than that of the mighty Thunderjaw. The Thunderjaw is basically a robot T-Rex, and so the combination of their size, power, and their ability to sustain massive damage ensures they can make short work of unsuspecting, unprepared players. Given the power of its ranged attacks and the ability to attract you on the battlefield, you'll need to think quickly, move fast, and above all else, have a plan before actually battling one. Successfully taking a Thunderjaw down requires mastery of both the game's traversal mechanics and ranged weaponry, with tear blast arrows typically being used to disable its offensive capabilities. You'll probably die a lot before destroying one for the first time, but when you finally do it, it's nothing short of euphoric. Seeing that hunk of metal collapse in defeat, gah, just feels fantastic every single damn time. Number 6. The Infected. Dying Light. Zombies are certainly one of the most common video game enemies to kill, but Dying Light takes undead destruction to a whole other level of gory granularity with its fantastically dynamic combat. The game's hilariously gory bodily destruction mechanics allow you to absolutely wreck the squishy undead. Whether it's chopping several zombies' heads off with a single swish of a samurai sword, exploding them into a shower of crimson meaty chunks, or blowing their head clean off with a well-placed shotgun blast, all are an absolute joy. Thanks to the fantastic ragdoll physics and the ability to target any body part you want, and Dying Light's generally ridiculous goriness, this never gets old and basically shames any other zombie game out there. Hopefully the upcoming sequel, Dying Light 2 Stay Human, has found a way to somehow up this even further. Number 5. Adolf Hitler, Sniper Elite. Like zombies, Nazis are always an extremely popular enemy to kill in video games, and while Call of Duty elevated this to absurdist heights with its Nazi zombies, it still can't beat the literally nut-busting potential of the more recent Sniper Elite games. While Wolfenstein 3D granted players the opportunity to kill a mech-suited Adolf Hitler, that has got nothing on Sniper Elite, which has repeatedly permitted players to kill Hitler in myriad creative ways. You can plant a bomb in his casserole, cause a chain reaction which results in him being crushed to death by his own decadent eagle statue, or best of all, fire a well-placed bullet right into his balls. Well, should that be ball? The Sniper Elite games tout the ingenious X-ray kill cam mechanic, allowing you to savor every last moment of a high-caliber round tearing through a target body in glorious slow motion. And this extends to Hitler's nether regions as well. And if you manage to shoot him in the crotch, you'll get to see his solitary ball, which is referenced to the infamous Hitler song. And then you get to see it get torn to shreds by your bullet, killing him. Better still, you pop the Albert Hall achievement for doing so. Now, considering who Hitler was and the absolutely crazy manner in which this game lets you wipe him off the face of the earth, digital murder has almost never been more enjoyable or cathartic on a cosmic scale. Number 4. The Locust, Gears of War. For most of the Gears of War franchise, the primary antagonists have been that of the Locust Horde and their successors, the Swarm, who, while presenting a considerable threat to the player throughout the series, can also be taken down in a number of gratifyingly savage ways. Across the series, there are frankly an absurd number of executions that allow players to stylishly take their alien adversaries down, curb stomping their base into the floor, splitting them down the middle with the lancer's chainsaw bayonet, decapitating them with a torque bow, beating them to death with their own arm, punching their face into a bloody mist, shooting fire into their body, and so on. You get the idea. But what differentiates Gears from a lot of other games is that the enemies here aren't merely inconvenient mooks. They're actually tough, capable combatants, even on lower difficulties, and can easily overwhelm you if you let them. And so, getting the opportunity to emerge from cover and thoroughly destroy an enemy like this really is satisfying. Number 3. Skulls, Creeps, and basically everyone, Bulletstorm. 2011's cult classic first-person shooter Bulletstorm might be one of the most underappreciated shooters of the last decade. A no-nonsense action game focused around the deranged joy of obliterating enemies in as many creatively bloody ways as possible. The various well-armed combatants you'll encounter throughout the game, the skulls, creeps, and so on, can be imaginatively hurled off of their mortal coil in countless ways, with players even being awarded points for their ingenuity. Some of the more memorable kills include kicking them into a giant cacti, using your leash to fling explosives at them, hurling them off cliffs, melting them down to their skeleton with charged blasts, feeding them to man-eating plants, firing a flare up their ass, and so many more. It is a game that incentivizes experimentation and never gets boring, such that it's actually a shame that Bulletstorm wasn't a major seller despite scoring enthusiastic reviews from critics. If you've been sleeping on Bulletstorm, as many evidently have, you are missing out. Number 2. Necromorphs, Dead Space. Perhaps the single biggest reason for Dead Space's enormous success was its strategic dismemberment mechanic, whereby players were forced to completely decimate the monstrous alien necromorphs rather than simply just shoot them in the head like a garden variety creature. Basically, the easiest way to deal with necromorphs is to target their limbs, which will limit their physical abilities and then allow you to finish them off. The most satisfying means of which is to basically stomp their remnants into the ground. Strategic dismemberment is not only fantastically enjoyable, but a great way to differentiate Dead Space from other similarly themed sci-fi action and horror games. Considering how nerve-jangling the necromorphs are, mastering the art of cutting them down to size is as necessary as it is fun. And with a remake currently in development, developers Motive Studios have promised it will feature an even more comprehensive and visually detailed dismemberment system. So yeah, in short, get hype. And number one, The Police, Grand Theft Auto. Regardless of your own politics or feelings about The Police, there is little denying that just about everybody loves playing the Grand Theft Auto games for the massive amounts of carnage that you can cause, which will soon enough result in the city's entire police force descending upon your position, unloading every single weapon in your arsenal at a fleet of cops, especially using explosives to weaponize their own vehicles against them, is an absurd amount of fun, even if it is a mere matter of time before the sheer number and aggression of them overcome you. More than any other sandbox game in history, the Grand Theft Auto series grants players the ability to set the world ablaze and then watch it burn amid a hail of machine gun fire. You might try and rationalize in your own mind that all the cops that you've killed are part of a corrupt system that desperately needs dismantling, but let's face it, this is really about the love of cops versus robbers fantasy that we've all been acting out since we were but kids.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.